time to slam now. We got the real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam. Alright.
Mike Crispy Unafraid. The rumble is on, baby. Trump, Biden set to debate. We're going to break down all of the fallout of Biden, quote unquote, accepting the debate request. We're going to get into what that might look like. And Biden scrambling to reverse some policies or cover them up. Is it an attempt to push some phony rhetoric in the 11th hour on the American people? And an update from East Palestine, Ohio. Whatever happened to Joe Biden's very, some would say, intentional pollution of the region? Disgusting acts right there. We're going to get into the latest on that. We have a very special guest joining us. And Bidenomics at work. I want to welcome everybody into this very special Thursday edition of the show today. Yes, we are back live and we're better than ever. And I need you to rumble this video as we get started here. That is the thumbs up on the browser. That is the thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, and you get us to the top of the leaderboard because it is the only place that we belong. So, we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. You better be too. And let's go. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York on this Thursday, May 16th, and I am joined in studio by the one and only. He is the most bass producer in the game. And you know what? Even though it is heating up outside, 75 degrees plus, he's wearing his hoodie in solidarity with John Fetterman. Just kidding, producer Frankie. Very bass, more bass than Fetterman, even on his most bass day. Frankie, How you doing, sir?
Yeah, it is a thing with me. When it's in the summer times, for some reason, I throw on a sweatshirt and everyone gives me crap. I understand. But and then when it's winter, I'm wearing shorts. It doesn't make sense. What can I do? It is also rainy and gross.
You know what we call Frankie? He's a misunderstood genius, okay? He's a misunderstood genius. There's a lot of genius flowing, you know, to become a he's like an artist. He's a genius. He's a master. He puts all this together. Yeah, we people like us cannot comprehend and understand the ways of Frankie. But, you know, we try to make sense of it. Just kind of like we try to make sense out of the Biden regime. And I actually think that understanding producer Frankie is easier than understanding this absolute joke that is right now them attempting from all angles of the media to make Biden seem like a normal guy. And obviously, in the face of the waning poll numbers, in the face of his unfavorables going up, Joe Biden right now is attempting to, quote unquote, save face. I'm not talking about the facelift that they gave him before he ran for president, where his ears totally changed and his whole facial structure changed. No, I'm talking about saving face when it comes to the public perception of the man. So what they're attempting to do right now is they're attempting to get slick. And by get slick, I mean they're attempting to stage candid moments for Biden to make him look like a badass. And I guess putting on the fake aviators wasn't enough because the people are tired of it and they know it's a joke. They're now having people with microphones act like candid press reporters shouting out lines where Biden is clearly rehearsing the answer to the line. And then they put that and go, oh, look how badass Joe Biden is. I have two things to say to you here. One, do you think Joe Biden could hear this person over the music in a candid moment? No. Two, how did they get a microphone? And three, how did Joe Biden deliver the exact line, okay, to this in response? He was prepared for this, and this was staged probably 3 days straight in advance. Just watch this here. Nobody's talking about it, but come on. I mean, this is the choreography we're seeing right now. Roll this right.
Trump said today, China is eating our lunch. What do you say in response? He said, China is eating our lunch. That's what Trump said today. He's been feeding a long time.
Oh, the clapping seals. China is eating our lunch, Mr. President. He said China is eating our lunch.
Like, dude.
Said it. Right, Frankie. I mean, saying it right there, just so we can have it. And he looks and he goes, and he just gets the message clearly. You got music playing. And how did that guy, what did he have, a megaphone? Yeah. Like, no, clearly that moment was designed. Yes, Frankie.
Yeah, so first off, of course, you know, these microphones that reporters are using, they're connected to the cameras, you know? They're not connected to some PA system that they don't get permission to. I mean, that's just insanity, but that's
right.
First. And second,
right.
They started laughing, yeah. And clapping before he really, before it was enough time for anyone to process. Like, if you hear something, you know, it's funny or it's not funny, but you don't start clapping hilariously like the splits. I think they knew it was coming. It's just insane.
I mean, come on. And these are the things that, you know, the mainstream media won't report, but we report on it, and it doesn't get by us because it's just a joke. Like, clearly right now, in the face of the free fall of this illegitimate regime, they couldn't hold on no matter how much they try to spin the news and put the lawfare on Trump and do all these things in the courtroom and spin the case. Literally, he is Teflon Don. So now they got to go from not debating at all to accepting a debate challenge. I'm going to tell you why I don't fully trust this and why I think something is afoul here. Now, again, a debate is a good thing because President Trump is going to whip Biden's ass any place, anywhere, anytime. But all the calls for the debate, the poll numbers are down. They didn't want to do this, but they had to do this. Here's Joe Biden again in a very, again, we're noticing a trend here. Watch this video, and then we're going to tell you why this is also bizarrely scripted, choreographed, chopped up, and edited. Roll this, Frankie.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. Since then, he hadn't shown up for debate.
Edit.
Now he's acting like he wants to debate
edit.
Me again. Well, make my day,
edit.
Pal.
Edit.
I'll even do it twice.
Edit.
So let's pick the dates, Donald.
Edit.
I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
Edit. Oh my God. Frankie, you're a producer. It's like, I mean, come on. Like, they literally, every time they move the camera angle in and out, that is literally a very
That's
creative
a
sleight of the hand of stopping and starting the cut. It's like, so the guy couldn't even deliver a 30-second, hey, Donald, yeah, we're going to debate anytime, any place. Heard your friend on Wednesdays. He can't even do it. He couldn't even do it, Frankie. They literally had to stop and start the cut on the video clip of him accepting the debate, where everybody knows that he can't stay on the stage for 2 hours and he couldn't even do a candid response video. Well, they had to chop that up and edit it for 2 hours in the editing room. Yes.
I mean, I can't confirm or deny, but I'm assuming this is not at the White House. This is at the set that they built across the street from the White House, right? Assumingly so.
Yes.
With all the teleprompters and the studio lighting and the, you know, the producer in your ear. Yeah, I mean, this is insane. This is insane times. I mean, he doesn't even, I mean, once the president moves into a studio, a television studio space to deliver lines that's supposed to resemble exactly the place across the street. I mean, we're in end times. End times.
We are in, as they say, the end times. And it is amazing. We got car alarms going off, okay, outside the studio. Amazing. I mean, I literally, everyone's sounding the alarm bell on Biden's absolute destruction here of the norms and regularities of how our system is supposed to function. So Biden does the edit. Biden does the debate. Hey, Biden, a couple things. One, you can't bring a teleprompter to the debate. I know they probably wanted that. We need to do a check for an earpiece. We need to do a drug test before the debate starts, okay? Need to have one of those. And I say you need to be able to prove, okay, before the debate starts, that it will be standing up. Not allowed to sit in a chair, not allowed to wear the chunky prosthetic shoes that Biden wears. He's going to be the first person ever to debate wearing these chunky prosthetic shoes. Show the shoes to the American people. We need a full body camera angle, okay? So you can see the guy wearing Michelin tires on his feet because he literally can't stand for 2 hours. I don't think that should be understated. These are the things that right now we are having to talk about. This is 2024 right now. Now, Biden, quote unquote, accepted the debate request in an attempt, again, another fake attempt to make him look like a badass. But then all of a sudden, after the debate was accepted, there was more terms and provisions and exclusions and limitations than you would have on like an insurance contract. Literally like, you know, the fine print of anything. You eat some processed food. It's like, it's a funny example here. It's a funny metaphor. It's like, go to the grocery store and go get some cheap processed bullshit food. It's like an ingredient list of like 1,000 things, right? And then you have something good for you that's healthy, that probably costs a little more money, and it's like 2 ingredients, okay? So Biden right now, poison for you, is the 1,000 terms, exclusion, limitations, provisions, and Trump is like anytime, anyplace, anywhere. So this started after Biden accepted the debate request, attempting to look like a badass. Joe Biden sent his DEI spokesperson out there to do some backtracking and some face saving and to move the goalposts already, 2 minutes after he said he would do it in the 2-hour edited video. Frankie, roll this.
It should be, yes, in studio with no audience so that the candidates can clearly articulate their vision for the country.
Is an audience a deal breaker? Is an audience a deal breaker for you?
Listen, it's Donald Trump who said he would do this anytime, anywhere, any place. So I don't think that they should have any problems with what we have proposed. He's the one who said he's ready to go. So we should be set to go once we have proposals in from network.
Absolute weakling. I'm not going to say it works. It's a family show and it's early in the morning. But you hear what this guy is saying. They're not sticking to any type of commitment there to have an audience. So for the first time in the history of presidential debates, he doesn't want an audience, says it's going to be distracting. So let me get this straight. Since debates started, presidential debates, at least on television, there's always been a documented record of there being live studio audiences. Now they don't want an audience. Trump said, give us the biggest venue possible. Biggest venue possible. Trump's spokesperson saying anytime, anyplace, anywhere. Essentially a two-sentence acceptance. And this is, again, what Biden's spokespeople went on to say. You can put this on the screen, Frankie. Here you go. These are Biden's terms, exclusions, limitations, acceptance. I mean, this is just a joke. We couldn't even fit it on one side of the page. All of these things, I mean, we're not even going to read it, but you see there everything going on. I got to like zoom in. We're advising of the decision months in advance. This describes what we will not do. It will facilitate the establishment of a debate. The second debate should be held in this time. We believe that there should be a vice presidential debate here. The commission of debates will have the rules. We have to cut off the microphones. We don't have an audience. The studio production, blah, 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 blah. He won't do this. He won't do that. Neurotic psychopaths. And next slide here. This is Trump's. is AD Trump. Spoke to him. Boom. Just announced. Anytime, anywhere, any place. So clearly, and the American public knows this, the deck is stacked against Trump here because the mainstream media is going to capitulate and act like Biden's demands are normal. They're not normal. They're going to put Dana Bash and Jake Tapper up as the moderators. They were Russiagate pushers and hoaxers. That's not normal. Same network, okay? Same people that were shouting Trump down on the stage. Okay, now these people are going to be moderating the debates again. Biden only agreed to debates with the liberal networks, okay? He only agreed to debates with them. He didn't agree to a Fox News debate. He didn't agree to a Newsmax debate. He didn't agree to a Mike Crispy debate. He agreed to liberal fake news debate. People who push hoaxes on President Trump. People who interrupted President Trump when he was making fair points about the Biden crime family. And I'll tell you something else about this, Frankie, that just is kind of weird, that doesn't sit well with me, is why are they agreeing to a debate before the DNC convention? Why are they doing that? Why are they all of a sudden putting Biden up to it? I think, Frankie, you sent me this when this got announced, and you were like, I don't know, they got to be looking to like replace him or boot him. If Biden flops, they'll just replace him. I mean, I think this is their insurance policy. I think this is their contingency at this point. It's gotten so bad so quick, more than they could have ever anticipated, that they're going to put him in. And when Trump rips him limb from limb in the anytime, anywhere, any place, and the public realizes how much the deck is stacked against Trump, even when Trump still kicks his ass, then at the DNC convention, they're going to try to wipe the slate clean and insert Gavin Newsom, Michelle Obama, candidate of their choosing at the DNC. Biden's going to step aside for the health reasons and look like a quote-unquote hero for the good of the country. Look how selfless he is. Blah, 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 blah. I'm telling you, they are going to do everything to normalize this very strange debate. And then they're going to attempt to normalize, if he flops, pushing him off stage left, acting like it never happened. Listen to the media already going to work. Already justifying a disastrous performance, already calling for things again that we've never seen in the debates before. Like shutting off the microphones, are you kidding me? This is the lowest common denominator, The View, with, again, the media goes, this is the conservative commentator on The View. Are you kidding me? Roll this, Frankie.
I think it's critical that they do have these roadblocks in place.
Yeah.
Cutting off the mics is the most important, or it can just descend into absolute chaos. Yeah. And I'd remind folks, I've been for debates always. I understand he's ridiculously unfit for office, mm-hmm. but this is for the Americans, whether we understand
for
it or
us,
not,
yes.
Who are undecided still. They need to see it. They need to hear it. They need answers to questions. I think it's good for democracy. And
I think it's...
Oh, there you go. Yes. So they need to be able to cut off the microphones, and it's good for the democracy, but not if Trump talks too much, and not if there's a studio audience, because all of a sudden, Frankie, they can't get their points across with a studio audience. I don't understand. Again, this is just like the absolute worst. All of a sudden, a studio audience is a detriment to getting the point across. How about you just make the debate 3 hours? Oh, the applause lines, cut down the time. Listen, any advertiser will buy any amount of ad time. Let the debate run for as long as it takes with the applause lines in between. Oh, there won't be enough time because the crowd will be booing and the crowd will be cheering. Just make the debate longer. Oh, no, we can't do that for TV scheduling. It's all about advertising dollars. I guarantee you it's going to be the most watched thing ever in the history of the world on television. So advertisers will buy it. Make the debate as long as possible. Oh, they won't do that. You know why they won't do that? Because Biden's drugs will wear off by an hour and a half. So the reason why they're so against the live studio audience is because all the applause lines add time. And they don't want Joe Biden to be in anywhere on any camera uninterrupted for more than an hour, hour and a half. You know why? Because the drugs will wear off. Because if they jack up the doses to try to make them go for 2 hours, it'll literally maybe kill him, okay? Like, they can't have him up there that candid. Like, the doctors know at this point, because they've been working on it for 3 years, they know the way they could push, you know, the methamphetamine that they put in his drug cocktail to get him to go be lucid and get him to go talk. This is serious. This isn't hyperbole. This is literally serious. Everyone knows he's hopped up on drugs. I have my sources that tell me in the White House that tell me that he disappears, he comes down all lethargic, and then he disappears for a couple hours to go with his trainer upstairs. Okay, he gets hopped up on the dose, he comes down and he's all pepped up, his eyeballs bugging like a frog, and then a couple hours later it crashes again. Everyone knows that. And this is the last point here on the debates, okay, and this is about RFK, because people are talking about RFK Jr. RFK claims that Biden and Trump are colluding to keep him from the presidential debates. So listen, I think that RFK in the debates helps Trump, especially when people learn about RFK, they learn about his wife, okay, who committed suicide. Why did she commit suicide? They learn about RFK's liberal policies. No, just look into it. Just look into RFK's wife. I'm not scared. Go look into RFK Jr.'s ex-wife, and you tell me, oh, he's this great guy. Go look at RFK Jr.'s ex-wife. Trump will say that on the debate stage. You better believe he will say it on the debate stage. When people look into that, his favorables will drop. As a matter of fact, ever since Trump started talking about RFK and his policies, in the recent polling in terms of favorable, unfavorable, okay, it used to be RFK the highest favorables. I'm not talking about polling. I'm talking about favorable, unfavorable. Do you know that in the recent pollings, RFK's favorables have dropped below Trump's? So they're ahead of Biden's, but they're below Trump's. I'm going to pull this up right here, Frankie. As we have a minute, I'm going to pull up the favorable, unfavorable, because I think this is important. And I have this right here. This is it. This is the polling average. This is from The Hill, okay? From Decision Desk HQ, The Hill's. Favorable, unfavorable. Joe Biden has a 41% favorable, 56% unfavorable. Donald Trump has a 41.7% favorable and a 55.7% unfavorable. And RFK Jr. right now, in the recent polling, 39.7% favorable and 43.8% unfavorable. So right now he has the lowest. So let's see what happens if he gets put in debate. Now he's saying there's collusion against him. But what's actually happening right now is, yes, RFK Jr. does meet the polling threshold. But the reason that he's not in the debate right now officially is because the ballot access is not there. Now, RFK had the opportunity to jump on the Libertarian Party ticket, but he didn't jump on the Libertarian Party ticket because his policies are not libertarian in any way, shape, or form. He couldn't pass that. So that's why he stayed an independent, and he has to get his ballot access in all the states. And the CNN threshold said, and any debate threshold, is that you need to be on the ballot for as many states of where you could possibly eligibly get the 270 electoral votes. That makes sense. So right now he doesn't have that yet. Now he claims by the debate date he will have it. So listen, if he does have it by that time, let him in the debate. Make the debate go double the time because there's three candidates. So make it double the time. Biden won't be able to stand there for all that time. I think RFK will be able to stand there. But I think those three, I think Trump comes out the big winner because RFK and Biden will cannibalize each other on the race to the bottom and the liberal policies. Biden will literally, his head will go onto the lectern because the drugs will wear off. Trump will be victorious. You can't stop it. Anytime, anyplace, anywhere. Let's go, baby. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
Let's go.
Right. Let's go. All right, everybody. Listen, I am so grateful for everybody who's tuning in. I'm so thankful for all the supporters of this show. I'm so thankful that all of you are watching us and sticking with us. We got car alarms going off in the background, but we don't even care. We don't even care. We're absolutely flowing right now.
We didn't even
and
hear it.
Listen,
I
everybody, I wanted, we didn't even hear it. Okay. We got the live chat, and I want to tell you guys about our first sponsor of this broadcast today. And my internet is very, very slow, but I'm going to get it. And Frankie, we're going to do Done It With Debt. Okay, we're done with debt. So listen, everybody. Oh, throwing Frankie the curveball. Guys, listen. They're called debt traps. And the debt trap you're caught in isn't your fault. You didn't cause the inflation. You didn't set the gas prices. You didn't make the credit card companies jack up the interest rates. The thing is, the debt trap will destroy your life if you don't get out from under it now. And the only company that I recommend is Done With Debt. Done With Debt are brilliant debt relief strategists. First, they stand between you and your bill collectors. Then they negotiate a plan to get you out of debt permanently, without bankruptcy, without taking out loans. But listen, some of these strategies are time sensitive. So you need to contact Done With Debt right now. I'm talking like today. Okay, this couldn't be any easier. And you'll get a free consultation. Share with them what you're dealing with, and they will give you an exit strategy to erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Just go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Tell them LFA TV sent you. Donewithdebt.com. Let's go. We're lean, mean, globalist fighting machines, and we got good credit scores because that's important too. All right, and now very quickly as well, guys, heading over to the LFA TV store, lfatv.us. Go to the LFA TV store, shop the Rise of Coffee, shop the latest gear from the great Jeremy Harrell. You guys know it. You guys love it. lfatv.us. Let's go.
Pecan All right,
Frankie,
flavor.
Let's get the... Yeah, pecan flavor, baby. Pecan flavor. We love it. And guys, also, while you're at it, rumble this video. And how about some live chat love? Let's see what we got going on in the live chat today. I see Jeremy in the live chat. Jeremy. How you like that, Jeremy? That's got to be the most passionate debt relief ad you've ever heard, right? Jeremy, I see you in the chat. Jeremy's on fire today. So we appreciate that. Jeremy, great to see you. Trump, I'm going to read Jeremy's comment. Trump should set a debate with RFK and not Joe and make the world think that RFK, actually, that's a very smart idea. Okay, guys, that's actually funny. Trump and RFK should have a debate. Leave Joe out of it. Love it. It's actually really good.
And the best part is like when you don't have, you know, Joe Biden involved in this, you know, these guys, you know, I mean, I'm not giving RFK any credit, but like Trump has always said, like, oh, have Joe Rogan to, you know, set up the debate, this and that. Like, these guys are probably willing to just do this stuff on the side if it gets to that point. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually, Frankie, that's actually a great idea. I think RFK Jr. and Trump should debate and let there be a real fair moderator. And Trump can put his policies on full display and talk about RFK. And Biden will be an afterthought. Nobody cares about sleepy freaking Joe. Nobody cares, okay? It's amazing.
Log.
So let's see what else we got. We got Vintage Lola Gal. Where's
Lola? Trying to be a gangster.
Where's Lola? You are a gangster. You are a gangster, Frankie.
What?
You're an absolute. Frankie, as Andrew Tate says, is the top G. Shout me out. Love my family. Best news source anywhere. Fun mom. Hey, fun mom. Let's go. You just got a shout out. We love it.
M-O-N.
Oh, fun mom. So it was fun mom. Like, I'm not an average mom. Like, I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. You know, that type of thing. Brilliant minds at Elfi TV. God, Chick J. Great to see you. Have Joe Rogan and Tucker. Yeah, make Joe Rogan and Tucker the moderators. I love it. That's actually a very good idea. Troy Farr says, Crispy for Congress. Listen, stick around. We got a lot of things coming, a lot of plans in the future, but right now we have one focus, that is electing President Donald J. Trump. That is the focus. Anything else after the future, stick around, stay tuned, because people got to help Trump's agenda once he gets in, right? Am I right? So let's see what we got. Shamsul Duddin says, I follow you, follow me, please. What are you tapping in here from India? Yeah, the network is going to follow you, Shams Duddin. You have zero videos. You have nothing. You have a bunch of videos. It says, plain heart touching view. Sports car race winning moment. Yeah, really good videos you got there. Just checked out your page. Yeah, LFA TV will follow you. Okay. So it's like a really good comment. Amazing. CQ says, Crispy for VP. Listen, many people are saying, you know, I don't know about VP yet, but, you know, definitely something, right? I mean, you know, maybe we'll work as the communications director. I mean, Scaramucci had the job for 2 days, so why not give Mike Crispy that job, right? So, all right, let's get back into it. People want Lola. Frankie, let's do this.
I'm sorry. Lola, coming back tomorrow.
Yes.
I promise. On in.
I tell you, Lola just went on, like, strike. It's crazy.
I'm still laughing from before. On in. I fell out of my chair. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. Now, as we talk about what's going on with the Trump and Biden debate, it is making a lot of headlines everywhere. Because if there was a fair debate and the two candidates did attempt to articulate their views freely, President Trump would win on every single merit. Border invasion, public agrees with Trump. War in Ukraine, in the Middle East, and with China, public agrees with Trump. Wanting to send billions of dollars to foreign lands that hate us, public agrees with Trump. Having record-breaking inflation, not a good thing to break a record for, and higher taxes, 45% new corporate tax rate. I mean, what is it called? The inheritance tax rate, public agrees with Trump. Now, we know that the foreign policy and the domestic policies are a disaster. That's why I continue to believe there will not be a fair exchange of ideas in any way, shape, or form. Because the public right now would laugh if they saw what was going on. Now, when we had a Secretary of State, and President Trump had two different Secretaries of State, and I'm not a big fan of either one of them, I guess, at the end of the day, but at the end of the day, they kept us safe. At the end of the day, they were implementing President Trump's agenda of peace through strength. You did not mess with us, because if you did, or if you stepped out of line, then we would have the ability to blow you off the map. At the same time, that would get every single person, whether you're a dictator, or whether you're a good guy, or whether you're a bad guy, or whatever, you would fall in line. President Trump would say, the media would say, Trump is coming after our allies. No, what he said was, our allies will pay their fair share because we've been ripped off for years. At the end of the day, look at all these countries. If they're going to rip us off, are they really our friends? You need to have working business relationships with all these countries. Not letting them eat our lunch, but a working, mutually beneficial relationship. That's what Trump had. You know what Biden has? Secretaries of states who give away billions of dollars in exchange for feeling good, going on stage at a bar and playing the guitar for the people of Ukraine who are now getting their pensions funded with your tax dollars. No, it's real. Roll, Frankie. Rocking in the free world. And let me tell you something, Ukraine is not the free world, no matter how much they lie and tell you it is. Anthony Blinken playing the guitar in a dive bar in Kiev. I thought it's so unsafe. I thought it's a war zone. I thought that's why we had to give $100 billion. This buffoon is playing the guitar, calling it the free world. But Ukraine is anything but. They are a bunch of oligarchs who have been propped up in the works ever since Barack Hussein Obama overthrew the actually free elected government there because they didn't agree with the foreign policies. Blinken gives them all the money. Blinken goes over there. He's treated like a hero. And it's so safe, apparently, that he can go play the guitar in a dive cover band. But we need to keep sending them hundreds of billions of dollars. Now, it's even more bizarre than that. Again, if the public found out about what was going on in the foreign policy, I don't think they would be very, very prone or apt to vote for the Biden regime. Remember, it was just a little bit of aid money for defensive purposes. Remember that? That's what it was all about. Now, it was Zelensky saying we have to cancel elections until you funded the elections. Remember that was Zelensky's line? That was the second line. We will cancel the elections until the elections can be funded, meaning that he was becoming a dictator. They banned free media. They banned religious groups. Sounds like a third world autocratic regime. You think President Trump would be giving hundreds of billions of tax dollars to that black hole? No. America first. Blinken then goes from his cover band performance to the big stage. It would be laughable if it wasn't so tragic. And he says he supports no elections in Ukraine. Really? This is the spreading of democracy that we always hear about? Frankie, roll this.
Working with the government and civil society groups to shore up Ukraine's election infrastructure. That way, as soon as Ukrainians agree, the conditions allow, all Ukrainians, including those displaced by Russia's aggression, can exercise their right to vote. People in Ukraine and around the world can have confidence that the voting process is free, fair, secure.
Frankie, they're talking about changing. So when they deem the voting process free, fair, and secure, there will be no more elections. How much more do you have to need to look to see that they stole the 2020 election, then look at the way they talk about foreign countries' elections?
Also,
it's like, yes.
Yeah, do you remember when the war first started and Fox and all these channels would go up to the people and be like, what do you think of this horrible bombing of this and that? And like, what do you think of your country? And you need aid, right? And they would be like, oh my gosh, we need all this aid. You notice they don't go up to these people anymore because they're probably thinking, yeah, this man is a tyrant who's stealing all the money and we're getting nothing out of it except for our people being killed. I mean, they don't do that anymore because the public hates.
Yeah. It's just like when Biden says he's sending over humanitarian aid for the people of Gaza. Are they interviewing any of the people of Gaza getting that aid? No, what it is Biden funneling and enabling terrorists. Because when he says it's humanitarian aid, it's literally code word for, yeah, I'm funding Israel, but I'm also giving money to Gaza humanitarian aid, which obviously finds its way back to Hamas. So the playing field can be level and they can continue to fight. That is Biden literally trying to give a wink and a nod to both sides. He knows that the anti-Israel position is too unpopular and that all American Jews are going to leave him. So then he says it's humanitarian aid, but anybody who has half a brain knows that it's literally funding the Hamas fighters so the war can continue, okay? So literally, they don't interview the people on the ground about that. Oh, how's your humanitarian aid going? It's not going to humanitarian anything. They're not interviewing the people in Israel when Biden says that he's a supporter of Israel, because those people know very damn well that the humanitarian aid going to the other side is actually being used to fund bombs that they continue to attack them with. It's a joke. So the Biden regime right now is attempting to thread this needle, play this game, and cover up for their own crimes. And this, you know, when it comes to things that get me mad, I mean, it's like there's going to be a little buildup here, because the next two things you're about to hear about, like, really make me mad. I'm not going to scream. I promise, Mom. I know my mom's watching. Here is Exhibit A of what the Biden regime is attempting to do in the 11th hour as their policies become so unpopular, as they look for Democrat talking points to refute what will be the inevitable attacks, the rightful attacks that we have on how they have destroyed our country. Exhibit A, we have right here the Department on Health, Department of Health and Human Services have cut off EcoHealth funding. Okay, now EcoHealth funding is the main driver of the gain of function research that led us to the COVID scam. The creation of COVID, funded with US tax dollars, surveyed and watched over by Anthony Fauci. Fauci got swept out. They stopped the funding of EcoHealth. Nothing to see here. And they did it right now, 3 years into the Biden regime. What do I always say? They cover up their tracks. They sweep it off, nothing to see here, boom, there you go. So on behalf of the Department of Health and Human Services, I have suspended and proposed for disbarment of EcoHealth Alliance from participating in the U.S. federal government procurement and non-procurement programs. So they cut off EcoHealth, but the damage has already been done. I always tell you, they cover up their tracks so they have a talking point on the campaign trail. Republicans weren't funding gain of function. Matter of fact, Rand Paul and others have talked about, President Trump has talked about it, how they created this all in the lab. Literally, we funded with our tax dollars the Frankenstein type experiments going on in China that created this, that again, I don't think was an accident. I think they released it very publicly on the population as Trump was going into the election year with unprecedented support, and they wanted to derail him. Is that far out to say? It was an accident? Came from a wet market? Are you kidding me? And then Exhibit B, which really gets me mad. President Trump has said for months now that the border invasion could be shut down with a stroke of a pen. That this illegitimate vegetable, Joe Biden, could stop the invasion, and there was no congressional authorization he needed. There wasn't anything. It's an attack on the homeland. And an attack on homeland is the commander-in-chief. You have the vested powers in the Constitution and the executive branch to stop the invasion. President Trump did it with the stroke of a pen, and guess what? Nobody stopped him because he had those powers. Not even the Democrats could deny that. So President Trump stopped the invasion. That's why border crossings were at an all-time low. That's why the wall was being built. That's why you had the price of drugs actually going way, way, way up, because drug smugglers and the cartels couldn't get it in the country. Human trafficking was at an all-time low. Now those things are upside down on their head because Biden has enabled the cartels. Biden said he couldn't do anything about it. He said, well, Congress can send a bill to my desk and I'll do something about it. But now you have Biden contradicting himself. Now that the damage has already been done and they have let in unchecked millions of people into this country, Biden is now saying he plans an executive order to shut down the border once crossing reaches 4,000 per day, despite saying he needed Congress to act. So which is it, Joe? He said he needed congressional authorization to stop the invasion, but now all of a sudden he has the power to shut it down at 4,000 a day. So that doesn't even make sense. So at what point does 4,000 kick in different executive branch powers? No, the power started one person illegally crossing. Now all of a sudden he's reversing course. He's going to now say, look, I'm securing the border. At 4,000 a day, I'm stopping it. We're taking 4,000 people seeking asylum, blah, 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 blah. And then after 4,000, we're capping it. Why is it even 4,000? Why isn't it one? He's looking for a cheap rhetorical line to be able to use. And all of a sudden he's saying this now because the public has woken up to it, because 80% of the public knows it's bullshit. He needs a line for his debate that he's going to have, his little, just fake debate that he's about to have. Oh, I'm stopping it at 4,000. This is disgusting. This proves the whole time that the invasion has been facilitated and enabled by his regime. He said he needed Congress to act. Now all of a sudden he can, with the stroke of a pen, executive order, stop it at 4,000. Why not 4,000? Why not zero? They've already let in unchecked millions of people that they're attempting to add to the voter rolls, and now we can stop it at 4,000? This is disgusting. But it shows you everything you need to know about these people. Don't fall for their game. And I'm telling you, independent voters can't fall for this. They cannot fall for it. He's going to try to say this in the debate, but this is too little, too late, and the number should be zero. It should be zero, and this shows you he lied the entire time about saying he needed Congress to act. And again, it's not even hard to track the lie because Trump was able to do it for 4 years prior. These people are facilitating an invasion to rip the country limb from the inside out, trying to get illegals to vote. They are proving it right here. It is disgusting. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We have an interview coming up. If you want to talk about your blood boiling here, remember East Palestine, Ohio? Should we not forget about it? We got this interview coming up about the water supply. Do not go anywhere.
Jacked up for this interview. Jacked up.
Unbelievable. This is a great interview. We actually filmed this interview right before we started the show today because the man who we bring it on is a very busy man. He's an expert on the water supply, so we're going to talk about that. So we filmed it this morning. We're going to air it for you. But, guys, I want to tell you about our sponsors, and our next sponsor of the show today are our friends on over at Genesis Gold Group. Guys, head on over to goldwithcrispy.com right now. That is goldwithcrispy.com right now. You guys see what they're doing with the paper dollar. The value of the dollar is absolutely spiraling because the Biden regime is artificially destroying the value of the dollar, and it's all calculated because they want inflation to go on the rise. So do not be a victim to the Democrats' inflation scam. Okay, diversify your assets with gold and silver, physical gold and silver right now, because the value of gold and silver are going up big time as they manipulate the dollar and more people are waking up to how it's manipulated. That is why you need to go with, That's why you need to go with goldwithcrispy.com right now. Go to goldwithcrispy.com right now. Genesis Gold Group. Okay, Genesis Gold Group. They are great faith-based people. Okay, and they are the official gold company of Mike Lindell. Guys, genesisgoldgroup.com is, sorry, goldwithcrispy.com right now. Genesis Gold Group is where you need to go. You will go to the website and you will get a free gold investment kit, 401k investment kit on the site right now. Just go to goldwithcrispy.com. Lowest fees, guaranteed, best service. Let's go, goldwithcrispy.com. All right, Frankie, how are we doing?
Oh, we're doing, Mike, as we say. How you doing?
I'm doing amazing. I tripped up there. With some sounds and things in the background here. But we're doing amazing, guys. Thanks for going to goldwithcrispy.com. Thank you for supporting our sponsors. And I want to tell you guys about our next sponsor of the broadcast today. And they are our friends on over at iTarget Pro. Listen, everybody, you need to go to itargetpro.com right now because you need to be able to defend your home. Police response times are at an all-time high because of these illegals that are pouring through our country. And the police officers are great people, but right now they're basically, in many places, needing to process these people like camp counselors. It's disgusting. So that is why police response times have gone through the roof. And that is why people whose homes are at risk right now from invasions and illegals coming up to them, the response times are at an all-time high. So you will need to be able to take matters into your own hands. You will need to be able to protect yourself. My question is, when was the last time you trained in your home with your firearm? The answer is probably not enough. And that's why you need iTarget Pro. iTarget Pro is a revolutionary laser firearm home training system. You take the laser bullet, you load it into the chamber, and it dry fires into the target, syncing with the app. You're able to track your accuracy in real time. It's a great way for young people to learn how to handle and shoot firearms right now. So you want to get your youngin' practicing right now, their God-given Second Amendment constitutional right, this is how you start on it. And for everybody else out there, you want to hone your skills in your home, you train on the iTarget, it's free, it's fun, it's fast, it's easy, and you will not be sorry. Go to itargetpro.com, use promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. Let's go, baby. Get protected. So, let's see what we got, Frankie. We got a great live audience. We got amazing live audience. Guys, make sure you rumble this video right now. That is the thumbs up on the browser, thumbs up on the mobile app. Let's see what we got in the live chat. Who doesn't want some gold with Crispy? Real David Adams. Let's go. Guys, don't be a sucker. Don't let them evaporate the paper towel. We love Genesis Gold Group. They're great people. If they're the gold company of Mike Lindell, they're the gold company for you. Okay? Are you kidding me? If you got a MyPillow, you need gold from Genesis Gold Group. So, guys, goldwithcrispy.com. Goldwithcrispy.com. Go there right now. They're great sponsors. We're very grateful for them. And, guys, thank you everybody who is on rumble.com/crispy right now who has watched my speech. Okay? So a lot of people are asking me, Mike, people are still asking me every single day, where can we see your speech at the Trump rally? I'm going to drop this in the comments, and I need you all to drop a comment below on this video, okay? Show this video some love. Right now, I just dropped it into the comments of the live stream. Click that, rumble that speech, and drop some comments below if you haven't seen the speech yet or your thoughts on the speech. A lot of people are asking. There you go. Sissy Mouse says, Mike has some great sponsors. Listen, real recognize real, as they say. So let's go, guys. Make sure you rumble the video, share the stream, drop a comment below. And Frankie, I think without further ado, let's get into this interview. Guys, this is an interview with the founder of Century H2O, okay? CenturyH2O.com. And you are not going to believe what's going on in East Palestine, Ohio. So we recorded it right before the show today. Without further ado, Frankie, guys, this is big stuff with East Palestine. Without further ado, Frankie, let's roll it.
I love it. We are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. And, you know, it's pretty amazing how people forget some of the biggest stories that really gripped the country. We were all outraged about it. And then it seems like we just all moved on. You guys remember the extensive coverage we did of the East Palestine, Ohio train derailment? It was almost too bizarre to have been an accident. And obviously the people of East Palestine, Ohio and the greater Midwest have been feeling the effects. The water supply has been tainted. People haven't been able to move back into their homes. It has just been a lingering time after time after time, hearing update after update after update. But it seems like the outrage has very much fizzled away. And it's a shame because Mayor Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, didn't really care. Biden didn't really care. And maybe it was because this area was filled with Trump supporters, conservatives. And I believe that probably one of the most basic tenets of a developed society is, you know, the ability to have clean drinking water. Unfortunately, that hasn't been the case. Clean drinking water, clean air in East Palestine, Ohio. My guest who joins me today knows a thing or two about water. His name is Nelson McElveen. He's the CEO of Century H2O. And Nelson, I appreciate you coming on the broadcast today. And I just want to ask you as we get started, give people an update on this story because everyone was so outraged in our audience when this happened. And they said, what is the Biden regime doing? And it seems like it's just faded from the public conscious. But these problems are still really real and still really ongoing, are they not?
Oh, they are, Mike. And thanks for having me on. We went into East Palestine the same day the president went in. And we met another company called Blue Line Trucking. They brought the water for the president to East Palestine. And we kind of done a partnership with them now going into this situation because we gave away 200 systems. And then we had the water tested with the EPA. We had them do chain of custody. We had them do the test. We are the only folks that we know that remove 100% of the vinyl chloride out of the water. That water is poison, 100% poison. So what we're doing is, at this point in time, Mike, we are going back with 2,000 systems, one for every home. And if all goes well, the president will be giving them away, if all goes well. So that's what we're looking at doing at this point in time to get folks water that is not poison. It hasn't changed. It's still there. It's still, it has so many different chemicals in it. It's not funny. We have a product, guys, that will actually pull the vinyl chloride out of the water at 100%. We have the tests. They're on the website. You guys take a look at them at Century. So what I'm looking at now.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I want to ask you. So, you know, you're talking about the vinyl chlorine in the water. What exactly, for the people who don't know what that is, what exactly does that mean? I mean, is it, how dangerous is that to people? I mean, everyone talks about tap water and they don't want to drink from the tap, but how dangerous are these actual chemicals? Just like for frame of reference here, are these things in the water supply? We're supposed to be the most developed, free country, society on the planet, right? But if you can't even feel safe drinking the water, which is the sad reality, and your company is doing a great job coming in and doing something about it, but just tell the people how, just what these chemicals actually are and what they do to people in the water.
Hey, if you have white pipes in your house, that's PVC, vinyl chloride. PVC and vinyl chloride was outlawed in World War I, and they called it mustard gas. So when they ignited that vinyl chloride in East Palestine, when they lit it up on fire, it went into the air, and now you have a form of mustard gas. I have an injection molding company, so I make PVC parts. If I run the machine wrong, 5 degrees out of temperature, I can basically kill everybody in the building within minutes. That's how terrible this material is. This is a product that you do not want in your drinking water. You do not want to be taking tap water through your white pipes, because that will leach. Anything plastic leaches into the water. Over time, it leaches into the water. So what we're looking at here is, if you have a home that has white pipes in it, and you're, you know, and most houses now are being built with PVC piping, you have vinyl chloride in your water.
Wow, that is unbelievable. So my question is, you know, Biden regime, you know, not doing much to come in, not doing anything to fix it. I mean, right? I mean, where is their continued response? And what have you guys been seeing on the ground? You're talking about getting people, you know, your company's product, you know, these filters in the homes. But what has Biden been doing? What has he not been doing? What's been things that you've seen as you've been in and out of there? Okay, like, you know, with these government bureaucratic institutions, maybe the local, you know, the local folks on the ground. Just what are you seeing as you're in doing your part? What are you seeing with the other agencies and stuff like that?
Well, what we've seen is, and what we hear is, people are getting all kinds of sicknesses now. They're getting all kinds of things happening, okay? These are, you know, these things, when they come into your system, into your body, are long-term effects, and they create all kinds of different kinds of cancer and so forth. So that's what we're seeing at this point. All we can do is, with our product, is it goes in and it removes, you know, the basic stuff, but it adds oxygen into the water. It adds magnesium, calcium into the water. It's all natural, by the way. It takes the water at 9.0 pH. Those things alone will help your body heal itself. We remove arsenic, fluoride, chromium-6. Oh, we remove the floor, you know, the PVC, but we also remove all pharmaceutical VOCs. What that looks like, okay, so the average product can't remove pharmaceutical VOCs. We take out vaccinations. We take out PFAs. All the PFAs come out of the water. The ones they say they can take out, we'll pull out of the water. So all this, and the reason we do this is, we have a carbon that's at 2,800 grains of density. The average carbon's at 6. That's how we remove all this stuff out of the water.
So you said vaccines, Nelson. Are they putting, I mean, this is something that you like see, like, you know, I read these things, they put vaccines in the water. They're going to do this. What do you, I mean, this is like wild stuff, because water, like, you know, again, everyone's drinking water. You're drinking water, you got the tap. You know, people talk about they're going to put vaccines in. People were talking about they're putting chemicals in the water, you know, that turn the frogs gay, the famous Alex Jones quote. So, like, you think they're going to put they're putting vaccines in the water and, like, other stuff like that, besides some, like, you know, the chem. I mean, it's kind of
they
wild, right?
To.
I mean, that's kind of scare people.
Mike, they don't have to. You are. Everything you put in your body goes down into the toilet. When it goes to the toilet, it goes into the underground aquifers, and they reintroduce that into the water. Whatever you go through, all your wastewater goes back into your drinking water. In Arizona, we're going to dark water. California went to dark water. That means they're shortening the time the wastewater is in the underground aquifers, and it's going back into your drinking water quicker. You don't have to. You know, so when grandma drops her pills down the toilet because she got new ones, that's getting introduced into the drinking water. That's how this works. You're doing it to yourself. I'm doing it to you. So when you got vaccinated, you go to the washroom, it gets reintroduced into the drinking water. That's how this works. It's very simple. How do PFAs get into your drinking water? It's because 30 years ago, we did all these, you know, everybody's doing, you know, different kinds of pills. It gets done and put into the drinking water. Estrogen, all that stuff goes into your drinking water. That's why your frogs are turning gay, if you want to call it that.
Oh, my God. goodness. No, I mean, Nelson, this really is unbelievable. Again, to the audience is like, you know, you wonder why you don't feel good or this or that. And it's just like the quality of life and the way they have eroded and chipped away and targeted people's health. I mean, it was obviously on the biggest display when they were forcing, you know, the vaccine into everybody's arm. But it's like the slow burn, the slow kill is what they're doing with the water supply. Yes. It's unbelievable to me. So listen, so tell, you know, we got, you know, a minute or so left here. Tell people just about, you know, your product, about Century H2O, and just, you know, like sum that up of how people can feel good about what you guys are doing and how the people in East Palestine are getting help from it and how they can be helped too.
Real quick, we have a whole house system that takes care of your house, that takes care of you. But then we have an under sink system. It's $325. You put it in 15 minutes. Apartment, house, doesn't matter. And this will give you all the magnesium, all the calcium, all the pH you need in your water. It'll give you oxygen at heavy levels. Oxygen and cancer can't live in the same place, guys. We hear all kinds of stories about this stuff. What I'm telling you is that's what we're doing for East Palestine. Okay, it's a simple install. It's very easy to do. You replace the filters once a year, and I'll tell you something. It will clean your water. When you drink the water we give you, it will make you refreshed. It's a totally different animal. It's not. It has nothing to do with RO. RO systems were given to you to kill dead water. When did dead water become the norm? All right? This product that we have on the market was developed by folks over in Europe that are at a different level than we are in society, they say. And that's what we're putting on the market. It's a carbon-based product, 100% catalytic carbon product. Everything's natural. You go to the Sun Stadium in Phoenix, all of our water, we control every bit of it. Everything in that stadium is ours.
Wow.
They did it because it's ultra green on top of it. That's the world we're living in, guys. There's two separate ways of drinking water. And ours is the future. And what you guys are all drinking out through your ROs and your salt systems, good luck with that.
Unbelievable. And so, guys, the website, right, Nelson? CenturyH2O.com. It is CenturyH2O.com. And you can use promo code CRISPY. Okay, you guys all know we love promo code CRISPY. You can use promo code CRISPY to get one of these systems today. And I see right here the shower filter is coming soon. And you know what? I want to ask you one last question here, Nelson. Shower filter. I mean, people, that's something they don't think about. They're taking a shower. It's the water is coming down on them. It's getting on their skin, right? I mean, now I'm thinking about that.
Okay, so most of your water intake's from the shower because your body's a big sponge, right? So you're bringing shower water with the chlorine, ammonia, arsenic, chromium 6. It's all going through the outside of your skin. When you shower with our shower filter, it cleans all that out. It dumps oxygen into your system. And on top of that, you don't have to use all kinds of creams because your body's drying out because of the all the ammonia and chlorine. It's a simple install. So when you're in your apartment, good to go. Takes you about 10 minutes to put it in.
Wow. I got to tell you, really, really an unbelievable thing on something so simple, it's water, right? It's water. But think about how unsimple they're making it, how dangerous they're making it. And I don't think that's a coincidence, Nelson. I think the audience also agrees. But this is how, people, you can protect yourselves. CenturyH2O.com. You can use promo code CRISPY if you want to get one of these things. And Nelson, thank you for all the work you're doing with the folks in East Palestine, Ohio. You know, the Biden regime and these people might be forgetting and trying to brush it under the rug, but really appreciate, you know, you and your company, you know, doing the right thing and trying to get all those people outfitted and getting their water supply back on track.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, you got it. All right, Nelson, appreciate you joining us. We appreciate you guys tuning in. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
All right. That's the best interview.
All right, Frankie. All right, guys. That was a wild interview. All right, guys, we are here. We are live. I am Mike Crispy, producer Frankie. And we appreciate Nelson coming on for that interview. I mean, it is kind of wild, the water supply. You know, you don't think about these things. But, guys, the link is in the bio if you want one of those systems. Again, I only have companies that I believe are actually going to help people. Yeah. So
you may have to refresh for that link, by the way.
H2O.
Refresh that link.
Yeah, refresh this stream. Refresh this stream. I'm going to drop it into the comments right now. If you guys want one of these things, if you guys want one of these water filter machines, I actually am buying one today upon hearing that because it scared me so much. So, but it's, listen, we got to be smart. You know, this is what happens. These people are, you know, we're all there. They want us to be sheep. They don't want us to know what they're doing. And it's the slow burn. This is how our country has gotten to where it is. So, guys, the link is there in the chat. And the promo code is Crispy. And Frankie, let's have one more sponsor really quick. And our last sponsor of the show today is Sweetamine. Guys, go to mysweetamine.com/Mike right now, mysweetamine.com/Mike right now. And if you want to combat inflammation, okay, that causes joint pains, it causes aches, it causes bruises as you get older, it is because your body is not producing glycine, okay? Glycine is the body natural regulator to get you feeling good. Inflammation is also a cause of many, many health problems, underlying cause of many problems. If you want to combat, okay, inflammation in your body, you need glycine in your diet. Now, the problem is that glycine isn't as, you know, common as it used to be in your diet because you used to eat bones and ligaments and stuff like that. It used to be in the human diet. Now people don't eat that anymore. The processed foods you eat and even the meat you eat at this point, the way they cut it, it doesn't have glycine in it. So guys, you need a glycine supplement, and that is why you need Sweetamine. Sweetamine functions like a sweetener, okay? And you put it in your coffee, your tea, your lemonade, whatever, and it gets you 8 grams of glycine, $19.95, $5 off your order per box with promo code Crispy, mysweetamine.com/Mike. Let's go. Frankie, let's get back into it.
On in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, and we thank Nelson for joining us. And you guys know how you can get one of those filter systems. Now, I want to end the show today with a little quick lesson on something called Bidenomics. Now, when you talk about Bidenomics and the way that Biden, you know, goes in front of these whiteboards and tries to present this, you know, ridiculous math and these ridiculous equations and these ridiculous justifications for jobs he created, all you have to do is look at, you know, this little thing called reality, and you can see what a disaster it is. You see right now that McDonald's is jacking up the prices of everything because they can no longer afford any of this. And now it costs about $30 to go eat at McDonald's. It used to be $5, now it's about $30. And you can see Bidenomics at work here, and also just the way that decency in society has eroded, with McDonald's getting rid of the free drink refills and more fast food chains following. This is what you call Bidenomics at work. You basically have a society that at this point can't even afford to, you know, shop, eat at McDonald's, can't afford the Happy Meals anymore. And then if they have the drinks, they keep going back, and the margins are so bad because they need to raise the prices higher because of inflation and the minimum wage requirements that they can't even afford to give $2 soft drinks. That's how hurting these companies are on the margin, how close they are on the brink from going over. And speaking of going over, Red Lobster, another popular food chain, has announced that they are closing restaurants all over the country. And that is because their promotions, again, the promotions they've done for years, okay, where they essentially price it, you know, at the rate of inflation, at the rate where it's at the rate where the market will pay for it and they can afford it, that they do the endless shrimp promotion. It doesn't work because of the numbers, because of the way that inflation right now is at a record high vis-a-vis the spending power of the average U.S. taxpayer, and you see Red Lobster now going under in many places. These are the hard, tangible evidence that the Biden regime denies reality of, that shows you that this regime is intentionally looking to tank the economy and make life harder for all of us. It's disgusting. All right, guys, that's about all the time that we have on the show today. You guys know what we do in this program. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid. And you better believe we are just getting started. We thank you all for tuning in, and we will see you back live tomorrow.